You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. Hour number two, and I promise we'll talk a little more on the black and gold. We'll hear more from Drew Brees, Alex Okafor yesterday. Uh-oh, what's up with his knee? How banged up are the Saints, man? Good thing they got that first week bye. You're not planning on playing on Saturday or Sunday. No, that's wild card weekend. Saints have that bye week. We'll hear what they have to say, plus Coach Payton this morning in the conference call. We'll do all of that this hour. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, is going to join us at 1:15, as we are, as always, on Thursdays at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. It's across the street from Lakeside, one street towards Bonneville from the Causeway. That's Ridge Lake. If you know where the honey-baked ham little strip part is right there on Causeway heading towards the lake, Jordan's house, 18th Street, right behind Honey Baked Ham, that street. So just put on the blinker, go right on in. And when you walk on in, you'll see the lovely Sarah probably there to make fun of you, but more importantly, to serve you some delicious eats and beverages here as well. Sarah, how are you?
I'm here.
Exactly. I got asked, is this sort of like your shtick, or is that just, this is you.
This is me.
You're a combination of you're a lot of Seinfeld characters, I feel.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, a little soup Nazi, got a little Elaine in there as well, little George Costanza. You've got a lot of different characteristics and traits, that is for sure. You've brandished a knife towards me last Thursday.
I mean, I like my sassiness the best out of it all.
Sassy Sarah, that's the name I came up with you for on-air purposes. So there you go.
I even talked about my sassiness in my check-in today on Facebook.
Wow, there you go. Uh-huh. Somehow, some way, poor Jordan the intern cannot pass you in followers here as well. She got six, Jordan.
Yeah. Seven.
By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at JD Kleber.
Oh, if we're going with Twitter now, let's...
J-D-K-L-I-E.
Do you even know your Twitter handle? Because you gave me a different one last time, and she literally was like the weed princess.
That was not me.
I know. You told me it was Sarah underscore Jane, and if you go to Sarah underscore Jane...
Again, it is JD Kleber at JD Kleber.
That's what my Instagram is, not my Twitter.
Uh-huh. Let's see who gets more in hour number two. Give your handles. Go
my
ahead.
Twitter is at SarahJane81591.
Jeez, I don't know how anybody would remember that.
81591. That's my birthday. 81591. Learn it, love it, and you better do it.
Sorry, wow. We should all know your birthday,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah, exactly. Two Thursdays from now is the only date that's important to you. That's my birthday. And you can follow Jordan.
You can find me on the Causeway after three.
That's right. You can follow Jordan on the Causeway after three. That's a good one. All right, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Miss_SarahJane with four E's.
Is there a reason you have four E's, or you just keep hitting the button?
Just kept hitting the button. It looked pretty good to me.
But I figured why you would do that. There was a gentleman who also was a January birthday.
Yeah, shout out to Terry. Happy birthday to him. He's a regular in here every day. Like, every day.
Okay, that
so,
would be...
So, bravo to him. Happy birthday.
That's what a regular is. There you go.
Oh, look, I got another Twitter follower.
That's incredible. Jordan, did anything pop on your Mac? No?
No.
He got nothing.
Show Jordan.
It's all good.
He's losing.
They're unfollowing Jordan and following me.
That's a shame. All right. Tell everybody all the different activities to have in the evenings. All right. You have trivia. What night?
Wednesday night is trivia and flight Wednesday at 7:30. We start trivia and we do a $10 whiskey flight. Comes with 4 1-ounce pours of our wild turkeys, different wild turkeys.
What about dart?
Darts is on Tuesdays and Thursday, but that's like more of the fun dart league. Sunday, we do a in-house, anybody can come and do our dart league. It's a free entry. Starts at, I think, 8. Yeah, I'm going with 8. there's different prizes for that.
She's getting more followers than you. She doesn't know what day of the week it is.
I really don't
what's
know.
What's going on?
The only reason I know it's Thursday is because y'all are here.
Well, that's kind of what happens when you go to bed at 10 a.m.
are you calling me out right now? Are you calling me out right now?
No, I'm giving you credit. There is no way I would have left. I struggled to make it to midnight on New Year's Eve.
Well,
you made it to breakfast the next day.
It's called alcohol. It gives me a little bit of like a push to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. To me, it just puts me to bed.
Not me. And yeah, I'm like, let's keep going.
No, those days are long gone, especially with the little
you
one.
You old man.
How late does the kitchen stay open? If for some miraculous reason I have a date night and I can stay up past midnight.
The kitchen's open till 4 a.m., but we're open till 5, so keep getting your alcohol till 5.
Or food.
Food till 4, alcohol till 5.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go. Not everybody drinks for breakfast, Sarah.
I mean, I don't. Okay, I take that back.
You do it a couple times, Gus.
Well, you know.
This Saturday we have 80s night. Party,
yes. When is my DJ list? Because, like, you know, when you do, like,
you
suck
festivals. At DJ?
No, you don't even know that. You've never been to any.
When's Big Nasty coming in again?
You've never even
DJ Nasty will be here Saturday, 10 to 2.
Oh, it's not Big Nasty. Hello, no. DJ Nasty. No,
it's
DJ
Nasty.
Isn't that a sandwich, the Big Nasty?
That's horrible.
That's a sandwich.
I know. That's I blush every time because I thought you all said.
No.
You were DJ Nasty at one point.
DJ Nasty is the DJ that is here on Saturdays. He'll be here for the 80s party.
Well, DJ Chaka Goose for me.
Chaka Goose.
Okay, Goose.
No?
Stop.
You're fired.
I hadn't even started yet.
Yeah, well, I already
go
fired
home.
You.
Yeah, go home.
All right, fine. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, you're kicking me off now?
Yeah, it's time to go.
All right, you suck.
You know, I have a talk show.
I'll be back later, though.
Booking her own segment is our very own Sarah.
You turned me off.
I didn't cut you. I'm sorry.
I was saying we should change this to the Gus and Sarah show.
And that's all the time we have for Sarah. That's it. As she chuckles and cackles. What are you smiling at? What are you smiling at?
I don't know.
Exactly. You know what? Say something.
I don't want.
There goes your mic as well. There we go. Imagine that. 800-998-1003. Travis, you're on deck. Ben, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Had to get a little bit of business out the way. What you got, man?
No problem. I was calling to kind of tap the brakes on the Nets a little bit because
the Nets
aren't that same Nets team that blew us out by 40. That
Agreed.
Team was terrible.
This, Agreed. But this what team, does that say, though? Because they've been building.
Yeah, now this team has beaten Toronto Raptors, has beaten the Denver Nuggets, has beaten Philadelphia twice. So
right. They
are, you know, at least right now, legit. But
no, I hear you, but problem, that's the point, right? That's the point. Like, if I'm a Pels fan, I'm going, that's great. That's what they should be doing. They're building. That signs of progress. Your team, the Pelicans, are going the other direction. You see what I'm getting at? Like, I'm with you. That's what the Nets should be doing with all those draft picks.
I agree with you, but here's the two things. I'm with you now. Okay, why didn't they play Okafor? Okafor was on that team and could not get on the court with those same guys. As it is, they have, Manimal. They have Manimal on the team. Manimal can't even get on the court. Manimal, Fareed, is better than Okafor. Whatever, you know, has ever shown, and he can't even get on the court on that
I'd
team.
I'd take Manimal
so, like,
tomorrow.
You know.
I want Manimal, too.
Right. Well, I would take Manimal because that was my next thing. People mentioned Diallo, and I'm kind of confused because I see Diallo, but I'm like, what are they expecting him to become? He has the body of a small forward, but evidently doesn't have the quickness because really I would want him to play small forward because he's too small to be a power forward, and he hasn't, like, you know, he hadn't. He's not really as athletic as I was led to believe. And if you notice, man, we outside of AD, almost every team we have, I mean, we play against, their big guys are, like, bigger and damn near faster than our guys. You know what I'm saying? Randall looks small. Say he's 6'9", man, those front lines, like, dwarf him a lot of times. And that's why he ends up getting those offensive fouls because he's, you know, buried. They're throwing out 7-footers that are damn near as quick as he is, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, basically, we just got to roll with 6 guys. That's all we got. When Nico gets back, Randall be on the bench. That's 20 points on the bench. And that's the thing,
right? I mean, they're good. I mean, I like that 5. I've said that before. Give me that 5 of that 6 combination I'm good with. So what would you recommend, right? Because, like you heard me with my interview with Scott, there's not a quick fix. I can't really do much. So let's just say for some reason you bump into Gale at the store, right? And you're like, Gail, I got a suggestion for you. Pass this along to Dell. What is suggestion?
I don't know. Here's the only thing Deal and Dell is like the master at. And it's kind of funny because the Saints kind of fell on that same sword. Remember the Saints used to get these undrafted draft picks and turn them into gold? Dell Dips is like the master at finding these G League guys, pull them out of nowhere, and they come in and give us effort. So basically that's all I see. You pull a G League guy out of, you know, out of thin air like he's done, you know, even when we sucked, he pulled out G League guys that were kind of better than the guys we had all year. So that's the only thing I can see at this point, because if we trade any one of the six, I don't see how that would make us better.
I'm with you, Ben. Thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Good take, bud. Good take. No, and I agree exactly with Ben is saying there. So bring in Travis now. I mean, look, but that's the sort of thing. I know that's not the same sorry net, but they've been building. They've been doing it. They made decisions. They changed ownership. They changed GMs. They brought in coaches. They did. That's what I'm getting at, is that you want to see that level of progress. You want to see that bar kind of at least at a 35-degree angle, right, if not 45. And that's my point, is that that team – again, maybe I'm making too much out of the 55-5 bench outscoring. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. Travis, what you got, bud?
Yes, sir. I think at this particular point, you got a clean house, flush the toilet, flood the pipe. You got to get everything and everyone out of there. And whatever you're paying Dell Demps, you need to go ahead and put that towards the NBA scout. And you got to just start over. We're well past the point of this is a saving season. You're well past the point of we can do anything for AD. If I was the bump in the jail, I would tell Gail, listen, get in the meeting, get AD, get his agent, sit down and talk. Ask him exactly what does he need and what does he need to see. After that, you'll know exactly what he needs to do with the team. If he says he doesn't see anything, then you gotta get rid of everything. And I mean everything top to bottom. If you gotta get rid of the colors and the logo, you get rid of it at this point. Because you need change. You need a lot of change to the team. And if AD is not going to be a part of the plan, then you've got to get rid of him too. You've got to let go. It's time to just move on. AD, and also, AD to me does not seem like an alpha. He doesn't seem like an alpha at all. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like he can control the team, but he doesn't seem like he demands that from the team. You know, you're frustrated, but what are you demanding from your teammates? Like, I think that helped him last year with Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins because they kind of demanded a little bit from the team. But what are you demanding from your teammates? You know, why don't we see the frustration on the basketball court? I would love to see AD throw a towel in the fans or be as frustrated as some of these other star basketball players when they're not necessarily getting their way. It's like they lose a game and he's okay with losing games. It's like he's just there.
He is. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Travis, for holding on and then giving us your thoughts. Cajun Goat, going to you, and then we'll go to Mike Triplett out of the break. What you got, Cajun Goat?
Yeah, what's up, guys? But look, man, I hear everybody blaming Dell, but look at the guys that Dell's brought in and the production that those guys have given. Right. You can only bring in so many guys that's going to produce for you. The winning has to come down to the coaching. The coaching is the worst coaching we've had since the Pelicans have been around or since we've been the Hornets. I think that this guy has no clue on how to use the talent that he has. I mean, I hear everybody talking about, oh, well, Dell brought this guy and that. Now, he's made a few bad deals, which I think, you know, like Hill was a bad deal. That guy didn't turn out the way you wanted. But other than Hill, think of guys that he's brought in that's actually producing. Look at the numbers Randall's putting up. Look at the numbers when Alfred Payton is playing that he's putting up. I mean, these guys are putting the numbers up to do the things. The coaches are not getting it done. Last night you had a mismatch at the four spot. You left Okafor on the bench when you could have had him in there with AD and have AD really exploit the four spot. But you didn't do any of that stuff. You said, I'm running with these guys and that's it because my other guys are not producing. Well, how are you going to get more than 5 points off your bench if you leave them on the bench? Makes no sense to me. None of the stuff that this coach does makes any sense to anybody. This guy needed to go. He got lucky, got into the playoffs last year, and we're dealing with the same thing we've been dealing with since he got here. Before he got here, we was a playoff team. He took us back 5 steps. I actually think AD's game has went down since this guy's been the coach. So, I mean, until we recognize that our coaching staff is not great coaches, and we need to clean the house on the coaching staff, look at a few teams. I'll give you even the Celtics. The Celtics really didn't have a great roster, but the coach gets them there. The Kings doesn't have a really great roster, but the coach gets them there. Okay? Nobody can tell me that the Pelicans roster is not good enough to be a winning team. That's a lie. The coach is not good enough to be a winning team.
It is. Cajun Goat with his thoughts. Appreciate the phone call, man, as always. 800-998-1003. Again, it's a simple question. I mean, how do you feel about this? And what do you do? You know, I mean, is it a big deal I'm making out of it? 55-5 on the bench scoring? I mean, what's that say when the coach says, man, we got to keep our starters on to compete? What does it say that you're now 4-16 on the road and you keep getting down in the first quarter even at home? What does it say when they keep hearing, well, we finally put the effort and energy in the fourth quarter? I mean, what? I don't know. I just think player accountability, a lot of it as well, man. Sports Hangover continues. Mike Triplett next. More of your phone calls. We'll talk on the black and gold. If you want to talk more on the Pels, the lines keep lighting up. We will go to you at the bottom of the hour here as well. Got to get Mike in real quick, and it will continue this. You got us all the way to 3 o'clock. Mike's our last guest. So if you want to continue to keep talking this, think of your thoughts, and I'll give you an avenue and a voice to air your opinion. It's a Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie on ESPN New Orleans.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of conventional, just $24.99. Plus, earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodaux locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can find the tools they need at the prices they want. Save big on select pneumatics and power tool accessories like the Hitachi 15-gauge finishing nailer, now only $129. And pick up a DeWalt 27-pack screwdriver bit set for only $9.98. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-6-2019 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
And Mike Triplett is going to follow him on Twitter. He covers the Saints for ESPN.com, and we will ask him how to solve the Pelicans' woes. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Hey.
Sounds like
hey.
I entered a storm here, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're right in the middle of firing everyone, including the mascot, and we got to talk black and go. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man? Oh no, he hung up. He just went off my screen. I think Mike accidentally hit the button. He got so excited, he might have hung up on us. But we'll get him right back here in a quick second. 800-998-1003. In the meantime, I will update this, and I'll ask him his opinion when we get him here in a sec. Pete Carmichael, apparently on Saturday, will interview with the Packers. Interesting. Also, Dan Campbell, Green Bay, Arizona, Cleveland. Those are teams that are interested in speaking with him about the head coaching position in those teams as well. No problem. Mike, sorry, I didn't mean for you to hang up when I said solve the Pelicans' worries.
Man, oh man.
Look, I just said Pete Carmichael, reportedly, as he tweeted out there, could be meeting with the Packers on Saturday. Dan Campbell has a couple of teams here as well. You kind of expect this, right, when the team goes out and does this. We've seen it once before after the Super Bowl. I called it the great brain drain, where you literally had either offensive coordinators or head coaches leave your staff. Kind of looks like it's going to be the issue again here with the Saints.
Yeah, and Dennis Allen could be on that list soon. Jeff Ireland, a GM list, although there aren't many GM openings. Yeah, they're going to have a hard time keeping these guys together after they've proven how successful they are. But I don't know that they're in, you know, imminently going to lose Carmichael. He only has the one interview that we know of, and it feels like the Packers are interviewing 25 people right now. But Campbell's got three interviews, and I actually think something about him, you know, his pedigree, his presence. Yeah. I almost feel like Dan Campbell is the guy most likely to get a job of the group, but it's possible to hang on to all of them.
Mike Triplett, did you see Diana Rossini's tweets earlier today? Sean Payton and the Browns, a Baker Mayfield match made in heaven, look, all this other stuff. Look, I mean, I know. I sat there and like, come on, stop it. Look, I get it. Everyone loves winning and loves a winning culture and being able to do that. But it is interesting that it kind of – I know where I was when I saw that and I was bringing that up. The future of the Saints post-Drew – what's that going to be? Because we saw Teddy play last week, right? And everyone wanted to see, could he be the possible heir apparent? How long does Sean stay? Does he stay? I've always said this, and you and I have talked about this on the air a couple times already. I think Sean has a very, very, very good situation that you don't see a lot in the NFL, if at all. He's got very close ties to ownership. Him and the GM are, you know, as close as you can be. He's got a lot of power. He doesn't have the New York media or big market media that he contends with in that nature. They're loved here, and I'm like, you know what? Wouldn't surprise me, man, if whether it's GM, whether it's maybe partial ownership. No one knows who owns the team after Gail Benson. So, I mean, does she trust people that are there now to do it? You just don't know. I just don't see Sean just bolting to bolt, I guess is what I'm getting at. He's got a really good position here.
Well, yeah, you're right, I'm writing a story for next week on how, look, they did come close to splitting up, or at least they kicked the tires to explore the idea of should they move apart from each other after 10 years and a couple of 7, 9, and 6 seasons in a row. And Peyton didn't see a better opportunity out there and didn't see anything he wanted to pursue. And obviously the Saints didn't want to get rid of him, and they re-upped him and made him one of the highest paid coaches in the league, even after 2, 7, and 9 seasons with an extension. So they both know how good they have it. And yeah, I don't think, and a lot of people have said, well, when Drew leaves, will Peyton leave? I don't think so. I think Peyton would love to coach the next quarterback. That's what he does by trade. You know, he's a developer of quarterbacks. He just hasn't really gotten to do much of that yet this year. So there's a lot of reasons why I think he'll stay. I've always wondered a little bit if either the Cowboys or New York or something is on his bucket list. And maybe at one point he'd like one more challenge, you know, to put an exclamation point on his career. I don't think he's eager to do that now. And he's certainly not just looking for any old opportunity or to start a bidding war or anything like that. And although I will say this on Diana's tweet, I don't think she was suggesting that that's really going to happen or she's hearing that's going to happen. I think she was just pointing out what a match made in heaven Peyton and Baker would be. It's right. Too bad she didn't word it as, hey, can the Saints get their hands on Baker Mayfield? Because then people would be really excited around
well,
you.
Mike, you know, I was on that horse. I loved, you know, I wanted him. And then the Senior Bowl happened, and then, you know, he started shooting up this. Yeah, and then we all know he went number one overall. But we're seeing why, man. He's amazing. The other quarterback, Mike, that I loved. I remember talking during the draft. I know me, Brian, and Ola East, a couple of other people. We love Lamar Jackson. When he was there, when the Saints are drafting, I'm like, oh, my, here it comes. Marcus Davenport. You're seeing what he's been able to do with the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, now that would completely mean overhauling the offense, which I think Peyton's capable of doing, and I think he's proven that he's capable of doing with the Taysom Hill stuff this year. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Lamar Jackson would have been, you know, continue continue the success and have him be the starter for the next 10, 15 years. But I think, you know, even though it's been in small doses of stuff we've seen with Taysom Hill and, you know, obviously, you know, the Saints being willing to go out and get Teddy Bridgewater and liking some of the things he could do, I think people forget that Peyton isn't just a creative offensive mind because he's got Drew Brees at quarterback. I think all styles of quarterback will be on the table when they go to pick their next one, and I think he could thrive in many different ways.
Obviously, touching on the future a little bit here with Mike Tripoli, ESPN.com. Teams has a run, hopefully, in it. They have that bye week. Let's just start there, Mike. The advantage and much-needed time that they need to heal up here. Alex Okafor hoping to be back next week, but revealing yesterday he's a little banged up on the knee.
Yeah, a couple guys were missing from practice, although, you know, it's not a big deal this week because they can go as easy as they want to go on guys, and they're not in game planning mode yet for not even knowing who their opponent is. The offensive line's my biggest concern area. Man, they're so good when they're healthy, and the offense was so good for the first 3 months of this year that you hope injuries are not going to be something that ultimately brings them down. I don't know if Teron Armstead will be ready. I don't know how significant Anders Pete's injury is. I don't know if Dermond Bushrod will be ready in case he's needed. That's your top three left tackles, and then obviously Larry Warford's missed some time. It's such a shame, but the good thing is, given all those guys 2 full weeks off, we'll give them a good chance to be as close to 100% as they can. And every single team in the league is dealing with injuries right now, so it's not like the Saints would be at a disadvantage compared to other teams. But, you know, it always seems to happen where the injuries all hit one position group.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I think one of the things that I found myself not even defending, but – and I understand it, right? I mean, the way the Saints ended the last quarter of the season and a little quarter and some change – offensively, and I understand, right, going on Seattle, Kansas City radio, Miami radio, what's wrong with the offense? Have they figured it out? I have a buddy that insists that Drew Brees is injured, and I'm like, it's the offensive line, Mike. I mean, when they were healthy, the Rams, the Bengals, the Eagles, the you know, the Falcons, foreign drafted rookie free agents caught touchdowns. I mean, when Brees is untouched, he will absolutely annihilate you. When he's getting hit, it's what happens when you pressure a quarterback, and it's the health of that offensive line. I mean, that's been the biggest issue, which is why I'm not so scared, other than the fact of, well, you just hope they get back in time and at least healthy enough. There, no one's going to be completely healthy at this point, but yeah, healthy enough to do that, right, Mike?
Right. No, and yeah, I mean, Brees obviously hasn't played great, you know, or not at the same level over the last month, but you're right. Most of the throws have been rushed, or he's been thrown to a receiver who's tightly covered. You know, it's not like we're seeing wide open receivers and ducks coming out of his arm or anything like that. So I think that all plays into it more than just him all of a sudden looking like a different quarterback. But given the time to prepare, given the time to heal up, I am not worried about this offense going into the playoffs. And, you know, when you think of the possible matchups, even if they play like a Chicago or a Dallas again, mm-hmm, I'll be stunned if they can't score 20 plus at home with Sean Payton and Drew Brees figuring out a way to get it done. Obviously, Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram are going to be healthy, and those are all some really important pieces, even if the offensive line is a little banged up.
Mike, just a few minutes here with Mike Tripoli, ESPN.com. Rapid fire on a couple of topics here. I've been listening to your questions the last couple of times with Coach Payton and yesterday in the locker room. On Michael Thomas, it's so funny your angle on this, because I've said this all the time. Because you and I, remember, we've had this discussion. Who's the most important person other than you,
yeah,
on this team? And I'm like, dude,
we were both
the drop.
Right.
Yeah, well, the drop, you're right. You're absolutely right with Cam Jordan and Michael Thomas. And I've said this here. I'm like, what's so good about him, which is why I would have put him in bubble wrap in that Panthers game rather than play him, is because I've seen this year, because I think you're on to something. I have seen Drew, like, you know what, I need a first down, and I'm going to him.
Yeah.
And the slant play is an unstoppable play, right? We've seen them go to that play, fourth downs. But it started last year, right? What was it, the Chargers game? Was it the Chargers game where they threw in that back corner in the end zone right on fourth down, and he caught the touchdown there? So this is not new, but you're seeing the gradual continuation of, man, that's the guy that I'm going with. The stadium of, he's the, can he be the Tony Gonzalez that he was to the Falcons. You know what I'm talking about, where everyone knew third down, the Falcons and Matt Ryan were going to Tony Gonzalez, and you could do nothing to stop it. Could that eventually get to that point with Michael Thomas?
Well, eventually. Shoot. It has been for 2 years. But it's interesting because we've seen Colston and Jimmy Graham in this offense, and they do a lot of similar things with them. Thomas might be a little bit more of a special pass catcher than either of those guys were with his hands and just his natural pass catching ability. And the other big difference with him is there's more of a drop-off. Those guys played together for many years, not to mention Lance Moore and Devery Henderson and Robert Beachum. Now it's Michael Thomas and a bunch of question marks at the receiver position. So you've had to see that. We saw it in the playoffs last year with Xavier Rhodes and safety help against Michael Thomas, and they were like, you know what, we're going to Michael Thomas anyway. And he dominated the second half of that game. So, obviously Peyton, you know, shot it down the notion a little bit today and said, you don't just, you know, carelessly throw to a guy, you know, caution to the wind, but you find ways to make sure that you can beat double coverage with him because he's really important. And that combination of how good he is and how much they've needed him has led to something we had not seen in the first decade of Saints football.
Final question for you, Mike. Wild card weekend. Three possibilities for the Saints who they can play: Seattle, Dallas, and Philadelphia. So let's go Saturday. Seattle and Dallas. How do you see this? I think Seattle can absolutely go into Dallas and take that game.
Yeah, both teams have been pretty hot, though, down the stretch. Seattle hot in the last couple weeks, but, you know, whatever, November, early December, Dallas was one of the hottest teams in the entire NFL. So, you know, I would not bet a dollar on either team, to be honest with you. It's whichever team plays the cleaner game. And they both, I would think, I've heard a lot of people suggesting that Seattle is a scarier opponent for the Saints because of Russell Wilson, and they're a team that feels like they might be able to score with the Saints. But, you know, Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys defense, I think, are the better run game of defense. So this one's about dead even in my mind.
And then you've got Sunday, Philly and Chicago. It's so funny. I've had so many people here say, you know, well, Saints, man, that the Bears can come in here and do that. Yet everyone's now telling me Nick Foles is the one quarterback that can go to Chicago and go beat that same defense that Drew Brees apparently can't do as well. Philly, Chicago, how do you see that one?
Well, I think Chicago's got to be the favorite. They're playing such great defense, and I'm so jaded because I saw Philadelphia at their worst, obviously. I saw them lose a game 48-7 earlier this year before they really turned it on. But, yeah, no, Philadelphia obviously has really good potential. They just won a Super Bowl with a lot of the same guys. So you can't rule them out, and they've been, I guess, as hot as any team in the league recently. But that one, if you told me I had to bet on one game this weekend, that's probably the one I'd pick, and I'd probably pick Chicago over Philly.
Mike Triplett at Mike Triplett, the way to follow over on ESPN.com. And when you go to ESPN.com, just find the Saints page. Click it. You'll see all of Mike's works and the rest of the folks over there at ESPN.com. Thanks for your time, man. Have a happy new year, and we'll see you soon.
Same to you.
As always, Mike Triplett joining us here on the Sports Hangover. Quick break. We come back to Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake. We'll continue our discussion. If you want to chime in on the Saints here as well, we still got to play a ton of Breeze. Going to get into that here as well. Some of Alex Okafor as well. His thoughts on the team picking up his option. $400,000. That's not a little change there. Picked up his option. We'll do that. Plus, we'll hear from Coach in his morning conference call. All next when we come back to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Everyone needs a fresh start for the new year, and extra cash sure can help. Homa Credit has loans of $300 and up for all occasions. Forget the high fees of payday loans. Homa Credit offers fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Homa Credit even accepts phone applications. Homa Credit has over 30 years experience and they're locally owned and operated. Call 985-223-1085 or check them out on Facebook. Homa Credit.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. We are live at Vinny's as we are each and every Thursday. Also on Thursdays, Mr. Eric Alexander, national champion, Super Bowl champion, LSU and New England, joins us as he does on Thursdays. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks.
Did you enjoy your time away? Little brief trip?
Yeah, I did, man. Went back to Boston, mm-hmm. where I spent 10 years of my life. It was good, man. Visiting with old friends, went to a Patriots game and got to, you know, meet up with some old friends I used to play with. So I had an awesome time.
I love Boston. I've called it a couple times in the times that I visit. It's New Orleans on steroids, mm-hmm. I call it, in terms mm-hmm. of you have a mix of modern with, depending on which side of the river you're on, you have you have something like 15 universities in and around.
No, it's more than that.
Right. But you can literally walk down one of their main streets to where at the very end is where the bar that was used for Cheers. And mm-hmm. if you walk all the way to the downtown, you go by the old part where Bunker Hill is mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And so you can see like houses and homes, like the quarter that were there during the Revolution, and then you see like modern buildings, and it's really incredible. It's young too, I guess, because of all the universities.
All the students, yep.
Yeah, so you have a lot of young professionals, like in the 30s and early 40s there. I love Boston. Yeah. It's cold, but
It is cold, especially this time of the year. But yeah, it definitely has its historical aspects to it, because I mean, it's where the United States, places the United States started. So it has a historical factor, it has a young factor with all these colleges and universities. I want to say the last time I checked, there were 75 colleges and universities within a 5-mile radius.
Right, it's incredible.
75.
Yeah, it's incredible when you look at it like that. And I think that brings a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
And really, too, again, just a lot of I enjoyed my time there and taking
the T, walkable,
right? It's the T. Yeah, I just enjoyed it from so many aspects of it, man. So it's cool that you went up there.
Yeah, but now I'm in New Orleans. And I love New Orleans better. So here we go.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's nice.
Yeah,
I don't mind going to visit.
No,
it's
me either.
It's a lot warmer because I remember when I almost moved. I almost moved in May of 2008, and we went looking for a place, and when we went there, I remember that there's two prices they give you, the rent and then heating. I never knew that. And parking.
Yeah, because you need to know.
And you need off-street parking,
how much
right?
The oil
you
is gonna
pay
cost.
For your parking spot, even if it's off-street, and then heating. So you get three prices when you go look at an apartment. This is rent, $2,100 whatever a month. Heating is going to run you about $15, and if you want a spot,
that's how much it costs to park.
Right, exactly.
And
it's $700 if you want to park. If you want covered, it's another. So it turned out to be like $4,100 a month, and I was like, Yeah, you know what? New Orleans, it's – because, I mean, at first, like, my wife was going to go. She was like, hey, you know, it's 4,000, 5,000. Mm-hmm. It was gone. I mean, we had whatever advance and raise she would have gotten in moving and housing would have gone. So, but it is a cool place. But, yes, little nuances. Land. You don't think of the heating.
No.
You don't think of parking. Those are added expenses. You mentioned the Patriots got a chance to go check them out here as well. So let's just kind of use the rest of this segment here to kind of touch on Wild Card Weekend and really the playoff setup as it is. Your overall thoughts on the AFC since you play there, won a Super Bowl in it?
Open? Of course it's wide open.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously the Patriots are in it. You know, they're second seed. They got a first round bye, so they won't be playing this weekend. But, I mean, obviously if they're in it, you know, they have to be one of the teams that you like, you know. But, you know, I think it's going to be who can play the better defense down the stretch is who has the better chance to me in the AFC to win it. So I'm looking at teams like Baltimore. They're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough team in the playoffs just because they have the defense that can go the distance.
I think the other thing, too, and what you've seen with Lamar Jackson, we saw it with Baker Mayfield with the Browns, just kind of give them a new spark and new energy, mm-hmm. right? New confidence, a new little added swagger. And I guess the only thing that we here in New Orleans have to go with is the Saints-Ravens game from earlier in the year. That's a tough defense. I mean, you saw Drew Brees and the Saints have to do a lot of little things and hold out and wait for the opportunity to then cash in quickly and get out of there with the win. But it's going to be a tough place to do. And they didn't have Lamar Jackson.
No, Joe Flacco.
The way he was playing now.
Right.
And look, the more games you play, and I've said this too, freshman quarterbacks come in college a little better and mm-hmm. ready to play sooner. I mean, Clemson, right?
Yeah.
National championship game. This is what? Last year, freshman quarterbacks in the national championship game. Mm-hmm. This is now the new standard.
Jake Fromm was a freshman last year.
Leading.
Yeah,
guys, so you're seeing rookie quarterbacks, I think, being able mm-hmm. you know, not all, but being able to handle certain things. He looks comfortable, you know, and I don't know if you got a chance to watch since you were, you know, in Boston, but I got a chance to watch at the Miami airport on Sunday the Browns-Ravens game. Mm-hmm. That was like a playoff game.
Yeah.
And it was fun because for Joey back in studio, who's a, you know, a Clevelandite, mm-hmm. it was great to actually see that. And even Baker, Clevelandite, that's what I just called. A Clevelander, right? Is that what you are?
Clevelander.
Yeah, Cleveland Knight sounds better. So, you know, the thing is, it was cool to actually hear him talk about after the game. It felt like a playoff game. Because you got that chance and feeling, and you saw both of those young QBs, man, kind of going. And you're like, you know what? The league's going to be pretty cool coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, those young quarterbacks, what they do, whatever they lack in experience, they make up for in athletic ability. And when you look at Mahomes and you look at Baker Mayfield and you look at Jackson, I mean – yeah, they're not – well, in Jackson's case, yes, he's not the most accurate passer, but whatever he lacks in that area, he makes up for it with his legs and being able to avoid pass rush. I mean, you look at Deshaun Watson, another guy who can extend plays with his legs, keep his eyes downfield, and can throw darts and can throw bombs. So, I mean, the days of the quarterback just sitting behind in the pocket and just chilling – are pretty much over.
I am glad you're saying that because nothing annoyed me more during draft time of hearing these antiquated dinosaur analysts that either forget what they saw in college, because mm-hmm. that was my thing, because I
didn't translate to the league.
Yes, I made no bones about it going into the draft. And right when the season ended, I'm like, please do whatever you can to draft Baker Mayfield. I thought he's Breeze 2.0. I really wanted that guy. And then when you saw him go up the draft board, I was like, give me Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I think Peyton would love to have a guy like him. And it's crazy when you look at it, and all you kept hearing was, well, they need to prove to me they can be pocket passers. Says who?
Right.
Says who? Why do I need to prove to you now? Do you need to make throws and reads? Yes. I think a lot of times analysts or fans confuse that you can only do that in the pocket. If you look at Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Who is likely going to be the MVP, who threw 50 touchdowns this year, are you labeling him as a pocket passer?
Not at all.
Exactly.
I feel like he's better outside the pocket.
Thank you. And he's about to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So we need to stop that nonsense. Mm. And I wonder, you know, it's crazy as to why that's the case, because you just mentioned four that are young QBs that can hurt you out the pocket. And they don't, we don't mean running,
right,
but can be elusive enough to extend the play. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, and Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
That's four in either their rookie or second year in the AFC alone.
Right.
And that ought to tell you, and again, none of those guys I'm labeling a pocket pass. Baker extends it and moves it. And look, you could say pocket or not, but he's not standing there hopping on two, you know, 1-1,002 and dropping it like Drew. You see him kind of move and do different arm angles and kind of different things of that nature.
I mean,
so
you can have Mitchell Trubisky in that argument as well. He's not a true pocket passer either. Just very athletic and can avoid the rush with his legs. And that's the main thing. So, yeah, I think the AFC's, it's wide open, I think. I still think the road to the Super Bowl, I think it goes through New England just because they've been there before. They have a lot of players that are experienced in playing in the playoffs, and they know what it takes from, you know, the top down. So I still think the road goes through that place. And until it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think you're going to have to get through New England to get to the Super Bowl, though, for sure.
It's Eric Alexander. We will talk a little LSU here as well as we'll take the quick break and we come back. We'll touch on that. I enjoy the game. I did my best to not let social media get to me. The only reason, and I'll get into it with you here as well, because I said yesterday, was like, I don't get the gloating.
Yeah,
you know?
From LSU standpoint.
Yeah, well, not even for the players. Uh-huh. I get that. I'm talking about just like media or just like fans, like ha ha. I'm like, dude, and I'll bring up a reason why I said like the Forbes, you know, the disparity in money, athletic budgets. I'm like, man, they did the best they could, and they got a chance to play. So they lost. Okay.
Right.
But that's all I've always said. Get the opportunity and play. And I thought it was great. I thought it was emotional. I thought it was entertaining. And they lost by eight at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Can't wait to expand.
Exactly. I look at it as a good thing. I didn't look at it like, now go shut up and sit down. I'm like, stop that, man. You're better than that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Alabama. Clemson. College Football Playoff National Championship, presented by AT&T. This will mark the third meeting in the five-year history of the playoff between Alabama and Clemson, splitting the first two. They're considered by many as the two best teams in the nation all season long. Coverage begins Monday, January 7th at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good,
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
There he is, Mr. Eric Alexander at EA underscore LSU Tiger. Finally remembered your Twitter.
Yay, handle. Only took you only 2 months.
An entire football season is what it did. He's part of LSU Game Day Live over on CST, part of that CST family as well. And you know, Eric, when you did the shows this season and you looked at it, take us back to September, right? Mm-hmm. You, Gordy Russ, Jacob Hester is part of that crew there as well. What were y'all's expectations for the Tigers in September? Do you remember what you said that first show?
Well, I think I was like a lot of LSU fans, you know, being a former player, very optimistic that I would be happy if we won 8 games. I'm not gonna lie, 7-8 games. Hey, I'm happy. Woo, let's go. And then, you know, once we won the first one, and then okay, we beat Georgia. Oh wow, okay. Well, we lost Florida before that, but right. Like we got a chance to win a bunch of games. I mean, and at the end of it, could have been in a college football playoff when you think about it.
You were in the initial rankings.
Yeah.
I want to say 2 weeks or so. You got all the way up to what? Number 3.
Right. And nobody in their right minds would have predicted that,
right?
going into the beginning of the season. So I think overall from just overall body of work, Coach O and the coach staff, they did a good job and we finished the year with 10 wins.
I think one of the things that you look at is as well, because I was going to ask you what you took away from the bowl game. But I wanted to start, I guess, with the overall season here as well, too. What do you think was the biggest reason for their success?
I think Joe Burrow and the stability at the quarterback position.
Agree.
I'd have to start there. Secondly, you know, I think the job that Joe Aranda did with the defense, I think he did a good job. Did I say Joe Aranda? Dave Aranda.
Dave Aranda.
Yeah, with the defense. Mm-hmm. I think he did a good job. Cole Tracy was a great addition to the special teams. I mean, we hadn't had consistency at the field goal kicker position in a long while. So to have that sold up, to know that, you know, if we can get in field goal range, that he was pretty much money and going to be able to make kicks, I think that was good. I think he won the Auburn game for us, and mm-hmm. he was clutch down the stretch. So I mean, when you have confidence to know that if we just get it in field goal range, we get 3 points.
He said it. He
goes
was,
a long way.
He called him the MVP of the season.
Yeah.
And look, in this bowl game, because I mean, we were kind of chatting a little bit going into the break, and we had a little fun during the break, and I brought up the Forbes magazine article that I showed you during the break, and the disparity in finances and things of that nature, which allow more resources. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, your kicker got you 16 points in that game. You only win by 8.
Yeah, right.
So, right. I mean, that it's not maybe sexy, and it's not the first thing that pops in your head when you look at the recruiting 4 stars and 5 stars, and, you know, you got the kid from Destrehan, mm-hmm. and you got Stingley Jr. coming. That kicker, as you said, won you games, and Cole Tracy got you 16
yeah.
points in a game you only won by 8. The end of the day,
right.
You can give me all those numbers and the stats and the yards mm-hmm. you put up, 500
but the
plus.
The score is a score.
You know?
40-32. Yeah.
16 points comes off him. To your point, he's money.
Right.
It was 4-for-4.
I think he was one of the best offseason acquisitions that, you know, that, that Joe, I mean, not Joe, I'm thinking Joe Chango, but that, mm-hmm. You know,
Coach O
yeah. went and got this year. I mean, went and got him a graduate transfer out of Massachusetts. I don't know where he found him.
It's incredible because
I have no clue. But
he's going to the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to the NFL now. He put him on such a stage. And again, you look at the year he had. He's a draft pick. I
yeah.
mean, he's not going to be one of those undrafted guys. He absolutely. I don't think he falls further than 4, to be honest with you. Because what are you seeing now that they've moved that kicking back? Sorry, Joey. Cleveland. I mean, no, there are several teams that have absolutely lost games this year and may not even be in the playoffs if
yeah,
you had
a missed
kicking.
Extra point
yeah.
or missed chip shot field
yes.
goal. Yeah, it's happened this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I Cole mean, Tracy made money this year.
I mean, he's definitely helped his stock for sure.
No doubt. I want to get your thoughts overall on the bowl game as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that stood out. He mentioned Tracy. I mentioned Joe Burrow. And you mentioned stability. And I asked you this the last couple of Thursdays if you thought there would be some change on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was typical, right? You saw LSU get to the inside the 5, settle for a field goal. You eventually saw it go in there. But to your point, I think stability is a key thing, because I thought Burrow grew as the season went. And if you add second half A&M, overtime A&M to that bowl game, man, that, he's a reason to really be excited about
think,
next
this
year.
This is his first year ever really playing in NFL. I mean,
playing.
In college.
Yeah, playing.
He, you know, so next year he'll be his second year. He will have grown. So I'm looking forward to big things from him.
Hour three next on the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. Gus Katt and Gal Eric Alexander live from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.